This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. After an hours-long manhunt, Dutch police have arrested a suspect in a shooting incident on a tram Monday, which left three people dead and five others wounded in the city of Utrecht. Authorities immediately raised a terror alert to the maximum level of five in Utrecht, and Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said a terror attack could not be excluded from this investigation. Security has been increased at Dutch airports as well as mosques. Schools in Utrecht have been closed and residents were advised to stay home. New Zealand is quickly moving in response to Friday's mosque attacks that left 50 dead. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more from Monday's news conference.
New Zealand is about to announce gun law reforms in the wake of the shocking attacks on two mosques last Friday in Christchurch that left 50 people dead. At a news conference in Wellington, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the cabinet has made in-principle decisions for gun law reforms. Ardern plans to publicly announce the reforms before next Monday. Ardern also said there will be an inquiry into intelligence and security services.
The purpose of this inquiry is to look at what all relevant agencies knew or could or should have known.
I'm Mike Rossia.
Prime Minister Ardern said her cabinet made the gun reform decisions together and they are unified. Flight data recorders of Boeing 737 MAX planes that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia show clear similarities. That's according to Ethiopia's transport minister on Sunday. The minister said the so-called black boxes from Flight 302 that crashed last week were recovered in good condition and almost all data was able to be extracted. 157 people were killed in that crash last week. This is VOA News. More than 150 people.